We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we are back. What is going on, Colts Nation? And welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Cody and Derek, back for another one, guys. We are continuing in our series looking at different positions of need for the Indianapolis Colts via free agency. And Derek, today we land on the edge rushers. You know, we made a video, Derek, a couple days ago on the pass rushers, on the edge guys. And unfortunately, a couple guys got tagged. And so we're making another one. And so here we are making our second attempt here, looking at some of these free agents. And so obviously, like I mentioned, right off the bat, the two top guys on the market right now, Brian Burns and then obviously Josh Allen, both getting franchise tagged by their respective teams. And so they're both off the market, unless, of course, you want to trade, you know, multiple first round picks for some of these guys, which I don't think the Colts really want to do that or in the business of doing that. So those two guys probably off the market pretty much for the Indianapolis Colts, but there still are a few different guys here, Derek, that the Colts could and probably should be interested in. We got to start with the guy, Derek, who had the most sacks out of the group available, and that is Danielle Hunter, was with the Minnesota Vikings. And Derek, he was a guy that, you know, was so good last year. I feel like he has just been productive overall in his time, you know, in the league. And then obviously last year, you know, one of the top sackers in the league last year. So what are your thoughts on the Colts potentially taking a little bit of a swing here on Danielle Hunter, even though he is a tad bit older? He's, you know, right around that 30-year-old mark. What are your thoughts on Danielle Hunter?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a guy that's coming towards, I would assume, the end of what he's got going on. But he is definitely the top of the board right now when you talk about the guys remaining to be able to snag up. Because, like you said, this guy is a double-digit sack machine. Outside of the one year that he didn't play the majority of the season because of an injury, he's had double-digit sacks 5 out of the last 6 years. So this is a guy that knows how to get to the quarterback. And the crazy part is while he's about to hit 30 years old, did have one of the best seasons of his entire career this last year. And that's definitely a big sign for somebody that's going to do that and bring them in. Now, I would say this, Cody. I am more inclined to think away from a guy like a Danielle Hunter only because my issue is when an aging defensive lineman has one of the best seasons of their career, I have a tendency to believe that once they get that next big contract, it just doesn't become the same for them after that point. And, you know, I mentioned it in another video where there's been a few guys as of recently that have gotten paid big money and they just don't quite fit. And they just don't end up being quite the same player. Who knows if that's what it's going to be for Hunter. I mean, one thing that could go against my argument with that is, you know, the guy was making $17 million last year and still ended up getting 17 sacks this year. So, I mean, it's not like the guy is looking for his first big paycheck and then when he gets paid didn't know what to do with it. I mean, the guy is, has been putting up great numbers even despite getting paid. So maybe that works against my argument from there. But, yeah, no doubt, this guy is going to be the top of the leaderboard on everyone else. And if you have anyone else out there, every team in the NFL is going to be calling to try to get this guy on their team at some point.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, and again, like you look at it where your defensive line is. I mean, he's right around that age. DeForest Buckner's around that age, you know, and guys like Samson Ebukam, you know, he's getting in his late 20s. And so, like, you have a few guys who have been some of your leaders. So would that kind of fit the timeline of where your defensive line is? You know, having guys that are getting a little bit up there in age, and so kind of more of an impact guy right away. That would make some sense there. And maybe Derek, since he is getting a little bit older, that contract would be a little less than the $17 million he was getting paid, you know, with the Vikings last year. I don't know. Maybe so, maybe not. Maybe he does get more, you know, with the market rising and stuff like that. But definitely be the most impact guy probably right away out of the available free agents. But Derek, there's another guy here. And I have really, I think since we first recorded this video a couple days ago, when I dove into this guy a little bit more, I was really intrigued by a guy like Bryce Huff. I mean, Derek, last year, you know, with the New York Jets, he played in, what was it, 44%, 43%?
42%.
Something like that. 42%, I'm off again. But you know what I mean? Right around that 40-ish percent, low 40%. But the dude still managed, despite that, Derek, to have 10 sacks. And he was just so productive last year for the New York Jets. And when you dive a little bit deeper, Derek, I mean, you look at the pass rush grade, one of the top pass rush grades of any pass rusher last year in the NFL. You know, one of the best pass rush win rates of anybody in the NFL last year. And so you've seen different players, you know, with the Indianapolis Colts. You saw last year with Samson Ebukam, right? He didn't have like this huge role with the San Francisco 49ers. He was kind of playing second fiddle in certain ways to Nick Bosa and some of these other guys on that defensive line. But then Indianapolis, you know, comes in, they offer him a bigger contract, they give him more snaps, and boom, all of a sudden he's up near 10 sacks. Best season of his career. So could this be another situation, Derek, with I think even more potential upside, because you look at some of those numbers and you're like, wow, getting after the quarterback consistently, enter Bryce Huff. Like, that is something you have not done, and Bryce Huff did do last year. And so do you think if you give him more snaps, you give him around 50 or 60, whatever it would be percentage-wise, you know, in terms of sacks, how much better could your pass rush be? Because we talk about it. The sacks, obviously, were huge for the Colts last year, but the pass rush win rate, the pressure rate, all that stuff, it didn't add up with where the sacks were last year. So if you bring in a guy like Bryce Huff, who can help you more with getting consistent pressure after the quarterback, and he's not going to cost probably what a Danielle Hunter is going to cost or some of those other guys, some of those bigger names of the guys who are going to get tagged and probably get extended at some point, right? He's not going to cost probably 20 plus million. At least I wouldn't think so. And so does that make sense from that standpoint of taking a chance on a guy that's going to be like 25 years old or so around there? He's young, right? And giving him an opportunity and saying, hey, you know, you showed in the limited snaps last year that if we give you more snaps, you can be productive. What are your thoughts on Bryce Huff and his potential fit here with the Indianapolis Colts?
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this guy a lot over the last few days. A player that has still yet to be given a full-time reign over a lot of different things, and he ended up really exploding into the scene and has the third most sacks of any free agent edge guy still available on the market right now, or one of the top. So he definitely is a hot commodity for sure. The one thing that I used in the other video that we were trying to do with it was the Hassan Reddick comparisons. The first couple years didn't have great numbers, and then that final year before that contract just exploded into the scene, and then he's primed to break out, go somewhere, break out, have it continue on the success that he's having currently. And that's why the value of him is definitely going to increase throughout all this. But still one of those guys that I don't think is going to get a ton of money just because some teams are not going to do it. I mean, look at what Hassan Reddick's contract was, right? He had that one season where he had 12 and a half sacks. And what, the best contract that he got was a one-year, $6 million contract? Now, obviously, Bryce Huff's is probably going to be a little bit bigger, but I mean, that's not that much for someone that you think could potentially get you 10-plus sacks a season. I mean, look at what Indy's spending for Ebukam. I mean, they're spending $8.5 million a year for him, and, you know, he didn't even reach 10, right? So it's going to be one of those situations. But I am very intrigued by Bryce Huff. I think you and I both sit here and suggest that this guy would be one of the best free agent dark horse free agent signings that Ballard could do if he would be able to pull it off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, immediate impact. Like, these two guys, I think, are the immediate impact guys. And Bryce Huff, a little bit younger, so maybe that fits more of your timeline for where your roster currently is, you know, and potentially gives you that superstar that you have, honestly, it's eluded you for so long. But it seems like, Derek, when the Colts go and get guys in free agency, typically, it's been pretty good from the defensive line perspective. So could that make a lot of sense? I think it could. I think that needs to be one of your top priorities. And hey, Derek, if you do something like this, you take a chance on Bryce Huff, you give him more opportunity, boom, all of a sudden pick 15, you could do a lot with that. You know, there's going to be a lot of edge guys, but then you could trade down and get another player. Like, you could go get Brian Thomas a little bit later, you know, in that first round or whatever it is. You know, you could get a corner, you could get a safety, you could do a lot of stuff. You could trade up for Brock Bowers, right? And then you could say, boom, we checked off premium position for edge rush, and now, you know, we can have a little bit more flexibility, right? And so I think that makes a lot of sense for Indianapolis to be hot on the tail of Bryce Huff. I definitely would love to see them pursue him. I think he's one of my top guys for sure. Definitely my top target when it comes to the edge rush position in free agency. Now, Derek, there are a few other guys that could be interesting as well. I want to get your perspective on it, because it seems like there's those two guys, and then there's a couple other guys that maybe are decent. I guess the other guy would be Jonathan Greenard, who did have 12 and a half sacks with the Houston Texans a year ago. I mean, that's a division rival that you could be stealing from right there. You know, he had a pretty good season, all things considered. Another guy that, when given more of an opportunity, he definitely showed some things there in 2023.
Yeah, Jonathan Greenard definitely was another one of those Bryce Huff modes, right? Where the first couple years didn't do anything crazy. His rookie year wasn't great. And then that second year, he had 8 sacks. It was looking really good. And then that third year had a setback. And then this year really rose into the scene when he got back to being healthy. Definitely a guy that is very intriguing. I would not be surprised if Houston is trying insanely hard to keep this guy around right now, because him and Will Anderson together would be a great dynamic duo of edge guys to have going forward, especially in this division. You need it with some of the new quarterback play that you're going to be having. So it would be very, very unlikely that he leaves without Houston getting him a contract. But, hey, listen, if Indianapolis wanted to try that out, Greener definitely shows much more promise as a pass rusher than someone like a Quiddy Pay who I think definitely has kind of hit his ceiling for the most part.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Yeah. And then really from there, Derek, when you look at this free agent class, I mean, not really a whole lot of guys that really interest you. You know, nobody that you'd really be like willing to throw the bag at. When you really look at overall, I mean, from there, you got like guys like Jadeveon Clowney, Leonard Floyd, Za'Darius Smith, Josh Uche, Chase Young. So really all these guys that you're kind of like, meh, like not really anything that, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, the Colts need to go after this guy, right? And I think really the, you know, the top two guys being off the market kind of makes this free agent market not as appealing as it once was. But any of these guys that you'd have any interest in the Indianapolis Colts maybe kicking the tires on and saying, hey, let's bring them in because they've shown some potential, or let's bring in one of these guys that could provide potentially like a more of a veteran presence at the edge. Any guys that really like you would even be interested in at this point?
I'll be completely honest. After all the guys that we mentioned, I'm not sure if I really do have anyone outside of that that I would be looking at to say would be a much better option for us. Cause you know, I look at it and say the majority of these guys are very, some of these guys are very old. And then when you talk about some of the guys that you might potentially have the option to be able to be a much better option than Kwity Paye, I mean, you know, Chase Young and some other guys come to mind, but when it comes to that, I mean, the only issue I have with it is, you know, you're, again, paying high amounts of money for potential, right? We kind of have a bunch of those guys already that are at that spot, and I would just much rather spend that big amounts of money on another position that I feel much more confident in that player coming in and helping our defense or even our offense, rather than spending it on an edge for a potential reward. We kind of already have that with all the guys that we've been drafting and Samson Ebukam, who you brought in to see if he can become what you hope he can become. So outside of the guys that we mentioned earlier, I'm not really looking to any other of these guys to really fill that area.
Yeah, I think at that point, really, Derek, like I'd rather just go address it in the draft. You know, I'd rather just go address it in the first round if you're going to address it at all. Outside of really the top two, potentially three guys, I would rather just go that route, because then you're getting a guy that, you know, has a lot of that potential, and you know, you're investing a lot more in there. And so if you don't do it in free agency, probably the draft is where I'm looking. But I think free agency would be wise for the Colts to consider a couple of these guys. So let us know your guys' thoughts overall on some of these players and any guys that would interest you for the Indianapolis Colts at the edge position, or any other players maybe we didn't even mention. Let us know all those things in the comments down below. But guys, that'll do it for this one. Thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly do appreciate it. And as always, guys, go Colts.